This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. About every 5 years, Congress reconsiders the Farm Bill. The package deals with most affairs regulated by the Department of Agriculture. The bill also funds the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, or SNAP, what used to be called food stamps. Millions of Texans depend on SNAP to help buy food every month. And attempts by the U.S. House to change the program didn't work because the bill lacked enough votes. The Senate, however, is expected to release its own version of a farm bill this June. Rachel Cooper, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
First off, how does SNAP work currently? Can you walk me through how a family uses it?
So SNAP is really designed to help make up the difference families have in their budgets or what they can afford out of their own earnings so that they can purchase enough food for the household. So basically, when a family applies for SNAP, they tell not only how much money they earn, but then what are some of their basic expenses, like how much they pay in housing and childcare and medical expenses if they're elderly. And then once all of that is calculated, the government says, okay, this is what we think it should cost as a minimum for you to feed your size family. And given how much money you have to spend on food, we will give you X number of dollars in food stamps to make up the difference.
What kind of changes to SNAP did the U.S. House propose? And do we know why their version of the Farm Bill didn't get enough votes to pass?
It was really undermining the nutrition part of the program and instead turning it into a workforce development program. SNAP has always had rules about folks needing to work who can work, but the program was being changed in a way that was really going to hurt Americans and low-income families who needed food. And it definitely failed because it didn't have enough votes. Every Democrat voted against the bill. A handful of moderate Republicans voted against the bill. And then there were a group, Freedom Caucus Republicans, more right-wing Republicans, who voted against it for their own various reasons. Some didn't think that the farm bill went far enough, that they wanted more restrictions, especially on the pieces about farm subsidies. And there was also some political deal-making that they were trying to do to force an immigration bill later in June.
Now, the proposal that failed in the House was set to cut billions from the SNAP program and potentially lead to penalties for families that don't meet certain work requirements. Do you think we'll see those kinds of rules in a future plan?
I don't think the Senate version will have those changes, but I think the House will try to put them back in a conference. That's highly possible. We just don't know, and I think that's why the public still needs to speak out. Advocates still have to speak out and make the case for why SNAP is important. Families who've used SNAP need to share their stories. You know, we've got 4 million Texans at any given point, usually, who rely on SNAP every month.
Do we know what the Senate is planning for its version of the Farm Bill?
So far, all signs are that the Senate is going to step back and really do what we have always wanted, which is a bipartisan bill. SNAP has always worked, and the Farm Bill has always worked, because it's always been a bipartisan process. The Farm Bill touches every part of America. It touches all, you know, farmers and ag producers, but it also touches the millions of Americans who rely on SNAP. And so it's always been a process that needed both parties to come together to find solutions. And so far, the Senate has committed to doing that. And so we're hoping to see that. We haven't seen their bill yet, but we're hopeful.
Rachel Cooper is a senior policy analyst with the Center for Public Policy Priorities in Austin. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.